Angel Number Claim, written by Bunny Hearts, fandom Stray Kids, read by Pieces of Stars. Jisung knocks everything off of his shoe rack on his way out of the door. He'll clean it up later. It will be annoying as hell, but he always has later. He's really cutting it close this time. He wonders how long it'll take for his supervisor to bring this up in that neutral, cutting, judgmental tone of his. Han Jisung, we need to have a talk. What is it that makes you unable to arrive to work on time? Jisung would rather not sit through all that stuffy senior management office air, so he rushes.
Hi, do you have directions for...
Sorry, man, I need to run. Sorry!
Jisung says to the stranger outside. He hurries away. He really can't be late again. Jisung went down a bit of an introspective path after he woke up for work this morning. It's probably the reason he's flirting with a late arrival to work. It's a tedious task, waking up and getting dressed. He remembers when he was still new to work, and how he mourned the loss of all the pretty outfits he got to put together when he was a student. All the colors lost to bland neutrality, tamed under dress code regulations. It's been a while since Jisung has even gotten the chance to do his makeup, he thinks, as he brushes his teeth in clockwise circles. Predictable, constant. Apparently you're supposed to brush your teeth for over 2 minutes. Jisung has never considered himself a counter. He spits into the sink when he feels like it. Jisung never really had an answer when people asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up. He did everything right, there's no doubt. Studied his ass off, graduated, studied again, graduated once more. Degrees line the shelf. A decorated marine biologist with a brain that holds technical knowledge that could fill up a library. Some facts learned through documentaries he loves, most of it crammed into his brain before a final. If Jisung is honest, though, he half-assed it all. All that effort was a ticking time bomb forcing him to focus on the next assignment due date. Not a labor of love. Not even a desire. And certainly not an inch of genuine passion. It's all just something he feels like he has to do. What's the alternative, right? Once he's buttoned up to the collar, he grabs his lab coat and rushes out the door. His breakfast is a quick thing, and his coffee is a stop at a nearby cafe. He comes here at 7:30 a.m., on the dot. Today he's intercepted. And even this isn't surprising anymore. It's been happening a lot recently. It's brief, but it's a blimp in his well-ironed routine. He bumps into someone. Jisung doesn't really catch sight of who exactly it is that nearly causes him to stain his shirt with coffee, but their cologne lingers in the air. It always lingers in the air, but they disappear so fast that Jisung is always left wondering. Whoever it was, they know money intimately. Not in a new money way, not flashy. The rich fragrance introduced itself to Jisung by caressing the edges of his inhale. It's probably generational. Breathing normal air after experiencing that feels like a downgrade. Some things just feel expensive. And the perfume lingering in the air is one of those things. Jisung likes it, if he's being honest. It makes him ache in that way that his bones do when they yearn for something. If only he belonged to money like that, he'd be flaunting it wherever he goes, too. Introspection resumes, and Jisung finds himself in the middle of another spiral about where, who, what, and why. Making his way to the lab, he thinks about how he ended up here. He never dedicated himself to his education. He always saw it as a step, one that was more elevated than the last. A bridge to the next hard thing. Something temporary. Something that, in an ideal world, he would be airlifted out of. Yes, he was raised to excel. At the surface, he did. He's here, after all. Years into a cushy job, publishing research papers and filing reports. He did what good students do. He got to first-name basis with the most sought-after professors in the faculty. Then he did what good employees do. He ran controlled trials and compared them against experimental variables. He reported them to his boss. Employee of the fucking decade. No matter the change, he could never rid himself of the oppressive weight of monotony, constricting his airflow. Is this all? Is he trapped in the big, ominous jail cell labeled the workforce forever, now that he's here? It's far from the road not taken. It's far from anything he really, truly wants. There's a name for that feeling, if you're wondering, Felix says, voice distracted as he tries to get through the same level of a game that he was on 2 days ago, when Jisung crashed at his house because it felt too lonely and empty within the walls of his own place. Jisung says through a mouthful of popcorn. Honey, baby, I don't know what you're trying to say to me right now, Felix says, drawing his vowels out. Jisung makes a series of noises, frustrated and helpless. He knows it'll take a while for Felix to actually start listening to him and snap out of the trance the game has him under. What? He pauses, swallowing the remnants of salt sticking to his tongue down his throat. What's the feeling? Jisung blinks in Felix's direction, repeating the question exactly two more times before he manages to get his attention again. Sorry. Felix says, setting his controller down on his sofa, sage green against sharp black. Jisung sinks further into the matching love seat. It's the comfiest place ever. He would hide from the outside world right here, if only he could. Okay, he says, voice a little less muddled now as he reaches out to hold Jisung's hands. You're burned out. In fact, my sweet angel, I don't remember a time that you haven't been burnt out. When you were an undergrad, when you were writing that fuck-ass thesis, freshwater can be fun. Can it really? Felix asks with a pointed eyebrow raise. You took that tiredness with you when you started working, and it's like a huge bag of rocks tied around your waist. No wonder it's so snatched, he continues. Jisung exhales, resigned and not in the mood to defend himself against a claim that is so obviously true. He knows it, Felix knows it. Why lie? Anyway, I know I'm always telling you to quit that job, but I know it isn't really a realistic solution, Felix says, voice soothing as he runs a hand down Jisung's back. He probably registers how close Jisung is to breaking down as he eyes his face. Jisung doesn't have to look in the mirror to know the way that the worry lines on his forehead have creased, deep with the tension of dissatisfaction. Let's not get too existential, though. Want a cuddle? At the true heart of it lies a simple, sweet truth. Jisung never wanted to work. As a marine biologist, as a run-of-the-mill office worker, academia and related politics bore him. He doesn't care about that promotion. All Jisung really wants to do is belong. To someone. To something that'll smooth the edges in his brain. He wants to lie back on the couch, in his own body, and give in to the overwhelming sensation that's been nagging him ever since he found out that he has to work to make money. That little voice at the back of his head, you're too pretty to be doing all this. What you need is... Jisung hesitates to think the words, as if it would turn the thought into reality, but he's trying to be more honest with himself these days. And honestly, as he stares at the new samples that just came into their lab, all set out for testing, the only thing he really needs is someone to take care of him. To handle all this job shit and earn the money and just whisk him away. Place to place, feeling and emotion. He needs to be allowed to relax and not worry about a paycheck. In his weaker moments, he imagines giving it all up. Jisung wouldn't hesitate if it were for the right man. He just wants to be taken care of. Is that really too much to ask for? He likes the way his brain gets a little fuzzy when he sits in the back seat of a car and hands the steering wheel to someone else. He likes being navigated, not doing the navigation. Life has been thrusting him into too many situations where he needs to keep his head on his shoulders and steer himself the right way. It's the opposite of what he desires. To be honest, Jisung is still trying to figure out what makes dependence such a bad thing. About having a shoulder to hold on to. having someone to lick over his wounds and bandaged him up without having to ask. It sounds ideal. He sighs, rolling his chair way too far back and away from his desk.
Do you have the reports ready, Jisung?
Hyunjin asks, peeking over the stack of papers in front of him.
Yeah,
Jisung says. Almost.
Okay, because you have about 5 hours before you need to present, babe.
Jinny.
Hmm?
Can you build a time machine and murder the version of myself that wanted to do this shit for a living?
No, too many paradoxes.
You'd never support my dreams, Jisung whines. He ignores the way Hyunjin repeats his words in an annoying, high-pitched voice, and tries to get through this final stretch. Tables, numbers, observations, calculations perfected down to the decimal point. He wants to snatch the tablecloth out from under all these projections. Flora, fauna, fuck all. When does he get to the part that actually feels fun? It's not like Jisung doesn't work hard. It's just that he wishes he was doing nothing instead. Not a unique emotion, he imagines, but even the promise of getting paid for this isn't soothing the itch under his skin. The voice at the back of his mind rings clear, clearer than the paths that led him to build the semblance of a career he has today. Always near constant. It's desire. Give it all up. Become someone's trophy, shining and waiting and wanted. It's red-bloodied and faulty and riddled with so much human error that it would render any experiment unfit for something like the conference that Jisung has to go to in exactly, he eyes the clock on the wall to his right, 4 hours and 44 minutes. Fuck. He needs to focus. He shoos away the thoughts threatening to render his brain hazy and focuses, letting the patterned motions of the three phases of life as Jisung knows it, introduction, thesis, conclusion, overtake emotion and desire. Before he knows it, he has a completed abstract and fully edited paper staring back at him. When Jisung leaves the office for a brief stop at his house, he deliberates. What to wear, what face to put on. He's weary, but clothes can change the way he feels about himself. He thinks he'd like to feel pretty today. While taking off his work shirt, he sifts through the clothes hanging in his closet only to spot a perfectly pressed button-down in between trousers and shirts he's worn too many times to count. It looks freshly ironed, this shirt. And Jisung cannot, for the life of him, remember buying it. He runs his fingers across the fabric. It's silk, soft to the touch and heavy with the weight that all expensive things carry. Now, Jisung has always had an extensive closet, and he's constantly discovering clothes he forgot he owned when he cleans it or decides to look into a corner that he's been neglecting. He likes that his clothing can be a card deck of surprises. But this shirt, it doesn't ring a bell. It's a wild card. All those other times, he managed to trace back the origin of the piece of clothing that he unearthed. He's blanking on where he got this shirt. There's no recollection of a sleek black button-down, seemingly tailored to perfection. No memory of what that perfume lingering on the crisp collar of it is. He blinks, shaking his head. He puts the shirt on, smooths his hands over the way the soft cloth perfectly wraps around his waist. It must be Felix's, if not his. There's no other explanation for something so above his pay grade in his closet. He pauses in front of the mirror and eyes his collarbone. It's exposed for tonight. The shirt makes sure of that. His trousers hug his thighs and accentuate the shape of his ass, cinching around on his waist. All that thinking has led him to dressing up a little bit, he supposes. Jisung can't help but admire the way that the tendons in his neck flex when he leans his head to the side. His fingers glide over honeyed skin, deeper in contrast with his all-black outfit. Skin, silk, both soft to the touch. He skirts the edge of his jawline with the pad of his fingers. He brings them lower, to the most sensitive spot in the hollows of his throat, and presses down, until it hurts, until it makes him feel a little bit more awake than he was a second ago. When he pulls his fingers away, there's barely a mark left on his skin. He stretches his neck, throwing his head in a slow, exasperated circle. Is it weird that he wishes that it left a mark? He isn't sure. Maybe it's been too long since he's gotten laid. Too long since he's had the chance to shiver under the intentional drag of teeth against his skin. He blinks, trying to reorient himself back to hurrying up and leaving the house already. He does his makeup for tonight. He doesn't really know why he's putting in the effort, but something in him is telling him to do it. If only for the possibility that someone might look at him and see something ruinable, desirable. He gets the blush out, the pink one with shimmer in it. It sits high on his cheeks and gives him a pretty flush. He adds some eyeliner to the corners of his eyes, accentuating his lash line with a straight line swoop. Then he wiggles his fingers in the air, eyeing the options for the lips. He could go dark, but he feels like something different today. Something sticky to the touch. He puts the finishing touches to the gloss now sitting shiny on his lips, removing the excess from the corners. It's subtle enough to miss if not paid attention to, but if looked at from the right angle, it catches the light when he talks. He loves it. For the finale, Jisung adds mini hoop earrings, golden against honey skin, small enough to not be seen unless he turns his head a certain way. They're subtle in their grandeur, but putting them on gets Jisung excited about wearing something fun again. On the way out of the house, he admires the flowers near the door. Sunflowers, fake but still arresting. They catch the light and face the window, as if mimicking the real thing. They're a welcome sight against all the boring brown in his house. If he could afford it, he'd be refreshing the vase with a real bouquet of flowers regularly. He tries to come as close to the real thing as possible, though. Arranged to perfection, the bouquet of artifice looks pretty. It's the perfect simulacrum. If he tries really hard, he swears he can smell the subtle, earthy scent of a fresh sunflower in the air. Even if it might be a delusional-induced apparition, the flowers and the illusion give him something to find joy in when he steps out of the house for work again. And again, again, again. At least he gets to play his favorite music on the car ride there. At least he gets to look pretty for something mind-numbingly boring. At the conference, Jisung is arranging and rearranging his papers when he feels a pair of eyes on him. He looks up from where he was thumbing through the stack of article excerpts, running through the lines in his head, and scans the room, looking for the source of that distinct feeling. Being watched, it works to no avail.
"Feeling ready?"
Hyunjin asks from his seat. Jisung tunes back into the buzz of pre-conference chit-chat and niceties. "Huh," he replies dryly, collecting himself and getting up to make his way towards the podium.
"That's the spirit! Break a leg!"
Hyunjin blows him a kiss. It goes as well as one might expect. Jisung doesn't really remember most of it. He only remembers his mouth forming the final words of his speech. He remembers himself going, "Any questions?" to an audience of overeager students, too interested in academics, and a few normal people who were probably wondering if they've ended up at the wrong venue. When he gets off the podium, Jisung accepts Hyunjin's congratulations and scurries away, determined to avoid too much attention on himself. He doesn't want someone to actually ask him questions. They should save those for someone who cares about their work. Jisung is at the bar when his skin starts prickling again with the distinct feeling that he's putting on a performance for something. Someone. He doesn't look behind him this time. Maybe if he pretends he doesn't notice, he can finally lure his mysterious watcher out of the shadows. Or maybe Jisung is making this more romantic than it really is. And it's just his anxiety making him feel like he's being hunted for sport again. "Hi." Jisung jerks slightly and looks to his side, only to be faced with the moon incarnate. Sharp angles, beauty that moves in spherical phases. Crescent. Jisung can see half the man's face. His hair is done in a way that makes a shadow fall across the one half of his face. There's a singular strand teasing his forehead, almost touching but not. Half moon. The man raises his head to lock eyes with Jisung. Some of the shadows leave to reveal the most breathtaking set of features Jisung has ever seen. He has to hold back the urge to reach out and push all that hair back. The full moon did always leave him breathless, and he isn't sure that a drab academic conference is the time for such staggering emotion.
Hi,
Jisung replies, voice catching on an inhale. Halfway to breathlessness, but it doesn't surprise him. Anyone would be in the presence of the man in front of him. Do you mind if I join you?
Not at all, please.
Jisung gestures to the seat next to him. I'm Minho. I enjoyed your presentation, Han Jisung Shi. Very interesting stuff, Minho says. Jisung tilts his head to the side disbelievingly, eyeing the fine lines of the blazer Minho is wearing and the deep black dial of his wristwatch. Not his usual audience, that much Jisung can say for sure. An academic's life may be rewarding, but it doesn't grant anyone with the air of opulence that the stranger, Minho, exudes with practiced carelessness. Like he knows how most people wouldn't question him if he asked them to do something. Jisung certainly wouldn't. Jisung chuckles.
Are you sure, Minhoshi? The intricacies of water bodies don't really interest a lot of people.
They interest me, Minho says, voice neutral. Jisung looks at him into brown eyes. They shine with something more than what he assumes is their regular iridescence.
You interest me,
he continues. Jisung raises his eyebrows.
Oh,
it's like that. He looks at Minho again, this time through a much more appraising lens. His shoulders are broad, and Jisung can make out enough of Minho's frame to be able to tell that it isn't just the tailoring of the suit working in Minho's favor. He smells good. Heady. It's familiar, for some reason. His hair is dark and so, so pretty. All of Minho is pretty, really. Jisung rewinds. No, Minho is handsome in that classic, romantic lead kind of way. He's clearly older than Jisung. Maybe more than a decade in between them. Jisung didn't really have an older man phase when he was in his early 20s. He used to save the idea of romance for later, shove it into his back pocket and focus on just powering through the next thing on his to-do list. Minho is everything that Jisung would have loved to escape to, if he would have given himself the chance. There's knowledge, experience, the passage of time itself etched into Minho's skin, telling Jisung stories that he has yet to live through. Minho looks reliable, hands devastatingly attractive, gathering saliva in Jisung's mouth. He probably has a work phone in a pocket, hidden within the inner seam of his blazer. He'd probably look good unbuttoning his cuffs after returning from work and announcing his presence with a quiet, "Honey, I'm home." Jisung snaps himself out of it. Domestic fantasies about a man he just met is a feat in daydreaming, even for him. He just set a new personal record for the speed at which he's willing to build a hypothetical future and drive a bulldozer through his current life. With a man who has said less than a dozen words to him at a bar, no less. There's also the other thing. The thing that Jisung craves. The thing about wanting to be rescued. To be handled. Minho looks like the perfect getaway car driver. He looks like he has more money than he knows what to do with. He's cut right out of Jisung's escapist dreams. Minho's tie is slightly undone. It makes Jisung wonder if it's been a long day, if he's just gotten back from work and stumbled into this conference, if he has someone at home, if Jisung flirted back, because no doubt Minho's flirting with him. And it would lead to anything. Would it be serious, or would Jisung be a quiet affair? Tucked into a night in a too fancy hotel, Jisung doesn't see a ring on Minho's finger, and he'd much rather prefer feasting on a meal that is his all alone. And Minho is hot. Jisung might as well turn it all the way up to 100. He really does have everything to gain from it. And he's happy to take advantage of a situation when it presents itself to him. He bats his eyelashes at Minho, looking up at him with slightly widened eyes that he knows makes him look particularly impressionable. Jisung hopes that Minho likes them younger. A little naive. Jisung makes a playful thinking sound. And what's so interesting about me, Minho?
Call me Hyung.
Minho interrupts him. I know it's a bit fast, but you seem like you're going to be a sweet little Dongzang. You can be informal with me, honey. Jisung melts a little bit inside, and he isn't sure if he managed to stomp down the expression that must have taken over his face at such a beautiful man calling him honey. A poker face was never his forte.
Cute,
Minho murmurs. Jisung buries his face in his hands.
Sorry. Ugh, I can't control what my face does, and you're so pretty.
Thank you, Jisung-a, Minho says, his voice louder now. Jisung doesn't have to look up to know that Minho is much closer to him. Look at me. Jisung peeks through his fingers, his actions responding without question to Minho's command. He dreads the possibility that Minho's just making fun of him. But the only thing he finds when he looks is amused fondness, the kind that comes from time spent together. Like, Minho already knew what to expect from Jisung when he came up to him. Minho's eyes fall to the exposed skin of Jisung's neck.
I like your shirt. It's pretty.
Thank you. It's not mine. It's my friend's, I think.
You think?
Minho looks back up at Jisung's face, and the return of eye contact is intense enough to make Jisung weak in the knees. He'd want to hold on to something if he wasn't already sitting down.
Never mind about that.
So, you were saying about me being interesting? Jisung puts his elbows on the countertop and his chin in his hands, leaning his head to one side, and listening with rapt attention. Minho indulges him. How far would Minho go to indulge him?
You're pretty. It's another one of the things that makes you interesting. And you're smart. You actually look at people you're talking to when you're up there.
Not everyone can say that.
You're pretty good at what you do, huh?
Jisung doesn't really care about his job. Not really. But being called good. Achilles' heel. Jisung may as well be limping through the rest of the conversation. God, it's like Minho has a direct line to everything that pushes Jisung permanently out of balance.
I guess.
Jisung looks at the wall behind Minho while his cheeks burn red. He can feel Minho's gaze searing through his face, bringing it up to an even higher temperature. Minho taps his finger on the back of Jisung's hand, where it's getting clammy on the bar countertop.
What do you guess?
Jisung continues, looking at Minho's face now. Jisung recalls some video he saw on the internet about eye contact getting a person to remember you better. Jisung really wants Minho to remember him, so he'll bear the mortification of oversharing a little bit.
Well, you know, my job is my job.
I think my coworkers are better than me most times, because they actually, you know, care about what we're doing. He doesn't know where to look, really. Not after admitting that during a one-off conversation. He stares at the sliver of skin visible where Minho's collar opens up.
Noted. Okay, I'm taking all the work off the table.
Jisung's shoulders sag with relief, and Minho's finger brushes against his knuckle as if reassuring him.
That wasn't too much.
But like I was saying, you're interesting in all ways, Jisung. It was your voice that got my attention, not what you were saying with it.
My voice?
Yeah, it's sweet when you're sweet when you want to be.
Oh, thank you,
Jisung says, face caught on a smile. Minho is about to open his mouth again when Jisung cuts him off.
Okay, I can only take so many compliments, Hyung.
He only registers the whine in his tone once the words are out. But the way Minho is looking at him is telling him to keep going.
We'll fix that, Minho says.
It's nothing different from the jokes Hyunjin makes when Jisung gets a little bit too self-deprecating. But Minho's tone doesn't allow even the shadow of a joke. He sounds serious.
Anyway, tell me about you, Minho Hyung. What brings you here?
you. And there's a pause in their conversation, and Jisung giggles nervously.
Funny. I like a man with a sense of humor, but really, though, you're not a regular at these things. I'd remember.
I'm here because my team funds the research at your lab. I've never been much of a science person, but I saw that this was happening tonight and thought, might as well. Jisung knew Minho had money, but funding money? He might have very well found the man he dreams about. Escapism personified. Jisung is not going to waste this opportunity. He can already see it. Coy conversation, little looks, a date, and then two. Maybe Minho will start by paying for Jisung's drink today. A gift on a random Tuesday. A bouquet of flowers for no reason. Evenings turning into nights. Staying over again and again. Hook, line, sinker. Jisung has never been one for fishing, but he'll commit to becoming the bait if it means Minho latches his mouth onto him and never lets go. Convinced that he's being fed and not lured into a trap.
Oh, you don't need to get home or anything? It's pretty late, and if someone's waiting for you...
Minho chuckles. No one at home except me and my cats, sweetheart. We can stay here for as long as you want. It takes Jisung some time to actually comprehend Minho's answer, because he gets caught up in trying not to drool at Minho's hands unbuttoning his blazer and pulling it off, leaving a white button-down that clings to his frame with sanity-ruining precision. Jisung can see just how broad Minho is, how Jisung could be swallowed by him with little effort. The shirt fabric stretches and strains, exaggerating the lines of muscle on Minho's back when he turns around to drape his coat at the back of the chair.
That's...
Jisung has to gulp his words down when Minho starts rolling his sleeves up, revealing veins. Veins. God. Veins. So many lines, forming paths that seem to reach out towards Jisung and beckon him closer. It's a map that could steer him in any direction. He'd go without question. Minho leans back in his chair and crosses his arms, tilting his head to give Jisung a small smile. Jisung swears he blacks out at the suggestion of strength, layered and rife with potential under fabric. Jisung clears his throat.
That's good. Nice. Good. Not good. That means we, not good because the house is empty. I imagine that's lonely.
I find ways to pass the time. Work used to keep me busy when I was younger. But I've been returning to more hobbies, following more of the things I like and such.
That sounds nice, Jisung says dreamily.
Jisung shoots, hopeful that Minho will catch.
I wish work didn't keep me busy too, to be honest.
Jisung waits and sees if that'll do the trick.
Ah, Jisung, I get it,
Minho says, patting Jisung's thigh. Jisung is gripped by the urge to tear his trousers apart so that he can feel Minho's palm make direct contact with his skin.
How about I help you get some time away from work?
Score, Minho catches. Jisung takes the cherry out from his drink and wraps his mouth around it, hollowing his cheeks out a little bit extra for the show. He'll give Minho the performance of his life if it means that he could be spoiled in turn. It's not manipulation if they both want it. When Jisung goes to put the cherry stem back in the glass, Minho intercepts him and takes it from his fingers. The touch becomes their hands clasped together. The stem is long forgotten, and Jisung couldn't care less where it ended up.
Yes, Hyung should help me. How do you plan on doing that?
Jisung ramps up the cluelessness in his voice. Minho squeezes Jisung's hand before he speaks. Too many ways for me to list right now. I'll start by taking you on a date, sweetheart.
Would you like that?
And Jisung isn't putting on any airs when he answers.
Yes, I'd love that.
It's a breathless phrase, uttered with disbelief. He can't believe that a work thing has gotten him a chance with someone like Minho. Maybe having a job is good for something, after all. He leaves the conference with Minho's number, and the memory of fingers brushing his hair back behind his ear, a gentle voice calling him honey, perfume that lingers. When Ji-sung gets home later that night, he's too tired to take his makeup off, especially because he might have to do it without his usual cleansing. Oh, he's pleasantly surprised to find that the cleansing balm isn't anywhere near over like he thought it was. It's almost unused. Half asleep at the bathroom counter, he washes his makeup off and puts his mystery shirt back up where he got it from. It smells like Minho now, he absentmindedly notices. It's one of the last thoughts he has before giving in to sleep. Ji-sung wakes up later than he imagined he would, and he couldn't be more glad that he gets to wake up late today. The sun is bright, beaming into his house with a force that only the late afternoon carries. Small mercies include the coffee that he seems to have prepared last night while fighting sleep, and the fact that he doesn't have to bring his work home with him. It's one of the few things he likes about his work, that it isn't as bad as an office job truly could be. Ji-sung sips his coffee and remembers the last time he hung out with Seungmin, and thanks whatever force exists to make sure that his phone isn't blown up by his boss at 10 p.m. on a Saturday to interrupt a peaceful, rot-at-home night with friends. He lazes around for a few hours. He's ready to have another one of those nights when the shrill sound of his ringtone... He must have forgotten to put his phone on silent like he usually does. Cuts through the living room and makes him jump near the kitchen counter. He strides across the apartment to pick up the call. Felix appears on his screen, leaning over his sink with his face almost pushed up against his bathroom mirror. Eyeliner in hand, fingers adorned with so many rings that it makes Ji-sung wonder how he isn't wildly uncomfortable when they click against one another because of their close proximity.
Ji-sung, hi! Are you about to start getting ready?
Ji-sung is blanking.
What?
Felix pauses, his eyeliner pencil frozen midair.
Baby, honey, we're going out. I told you when you came over. I texted you last night. I made a reference to Chungbin's birthday party being tonight on my story, which you replied to. So, begin to get ready, my love.
Oh, Ji-sung says. Right. But it's so early, Youngbok-y. Do you think Binny would hate me if I didn't
stop? You've been melting on your cute couch. We need to get you out of the house and have you looking hot. I will show up with Chan so that he carries you out of the apartment if necessary. Just put on a cute outfit and show up here and I'll do your makeup. We can smoke a little before we go, okay?
He's about to protest, but Felix continues. Chungbin really wants you there, and I know you want to come somewhere deep, deep, deep inside your heart. Ji-sung scrunches his nose in consideration and tries to ignore the litany of please, 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 please coming from Felix. It doesn't work.
Fine, fine, I'll come.
Can I borrow one of your outfits, though? I'm too lazy to go through my closet. Felix rolls his eyes, but Ji-sung doesn't even have to see him to know that it's just fondness on his face.
Okay, but I need you to be slutty, so bring your black skirt. Don't forget, or I will send you back.
Ji-sung shows up at Felix's door, armed with a skirt in his tote bag, and dressed in the first t-shirt and sweatpants combination he found. He barely knocks once before the door is opened and he's yanked inside.
Oh, Felix says, assessing him. We have a lot to do.
Ji-sung huffs.
I love that you've never been shady in your life. It's not you, it's that 9-to-5 stealing your soul, baby. But...
Felix is dragging them to his room. Ji-sung greets Chan where he's rolling joints on the couch before he's swept away and into the tornado of clothes strewn across his best friend's bed.
I found your outfit. Okay, put that skirt on and this top.
Felix hands Ji-sung a halter neck top that he would have never picked if he was dressing himself. Ji-sung puts the skirt on. It's flowy, soft, and just long enough that it sits a few inches below his ass when he zips it up. It's cute, But
isn't it a bit much?
Ji-sung asks Felix, who's tying the straps of the halter behind his neck while both of them assess his outfit in the mirror. Ji-sung will admit that he looks good, even if he's feeling the initial hesitance of wearing something so revealing. Once the top is secured, he turns around and eyes the way that the cut of the fabric shows off his back. The dress code is slit.
Who said that? Did Chungbin say that?
Felix pointedly ignores Jisung's question and turns him around to start doing his makeup. With nearly inhuman speed, Jisung feels the telltale swipe of glitter all over the high points of his face. The poke of eyeliner. The soft caress of a makeup brush. It's probably blush. Felix loves blush. Jisung jerks when Felix tells him to look up when he tightlines his eyes with a pencil liner. It makes his waterline erupt with fresh tears almost immediately.
Besides, the tinier your outfit, the better, Felix says assertively, telling Jisung to blink so that his tears dissipate.
Jisung's vision is still a little blurry when Felix starts spraying him with sweet, floral perfume. It's the kind that makes his skin sparkle. Jisung can tell because there's suddenly glitter covering every exposed inch of his skin. He yelps when the liquid from the spray bottle hits his back and slumps his shoulders when Felix holds him in place.
Stay still, Sungi!
Jisung wriggles in his grasp anyway, just to be a little shit.
Okay, I like the accessories you chose, except...
Felix pauses to dig through the jewelry cabinet attached through his mirror to find a waist chain made up entirely of heart-shaped charms attached to each other. He hooks it around Jisung's waist.
Perfect. Now your look is complete. Living room time!
Felix lilts, messing around with Jisung's hair once and then pulling him until the both of them are seated on each side of Chan.
Hi,
Chan says weakly. He blinks slowly at Jisung and gives him a lopsided smile.
Felix really went to town on you, huh?
Jisung looks down at himself.
The dress code is slut, after all.
Chan widens his eyes and turns to Felix.
Babe, you didn't tell me about the dress code. I'm not dressed like a slut.
He whines. His words come out slurred, and Jisung giggles at how gone Chan already is. Felix pats Chan's shoulder.
A leather jacket is really slutty, baby. And that chain you have on? Trust me.
Okay.
Because you know gay people take dress codes really seriously. Last Halloween,
you were left all on your own. I'm here. Yeah? Chan nods.
You're right, he says solemnly, and it sounds so serious that Jisung breaks down into loud, unrestrained cackles.
Young, did you just roll these or smoke them too? Jisung asks Chan in between laughs.
What? Fuck you, Han Jisung, take it!
Chan mutters, his neck blazing red as he hands Jisung the joint. Jisung places the joint Chan gives him in between his lips, fishing the cute heart-shaped lighter he keeps in his bag out and lighting the blunt. He inhales and waits for the nerves, a cloud of static over his brain, to settle. It's not like he doesn't want to go out, exactly. He's probably carrying the weight of the work week with him, and it's making him less excited than he usually is. Shedding it all, the remnants of monotony flowing through his bloodstream, is a slow process. Like all good things, it happens when he isn't really paying attention. Idle conversation with Felix and Chan turns into a pleasant fog over his brain. It becomes him reapplying his lip gloss with his phone's front camera as his mirror, and cheering when Chan and Felix kiss under the pretense of retouching their lipstick. Then it becomes Jisung, reincarnated for the night. The high helps him along. With every drag, Jisung's brain reaches that perfect halfway house. Not there, but not here. Just floating in between. He's aware enough to collect himself, get up, and leave for the club. He hums along to the songs playing in the car with Felix and Chan next to him. Extra touchy because they're loose-limbed from smoking each other out. And him near the window, head against the glass. He watches all the streetlights go by like it's the first time he's seeing them. They stop at a traffic light, and Jisung sees a fancy car. It looks like the perfect ride. Briefly, he thinks of Minho. Would he drive something disgustingly expensive just like this? He sighs. Minho was so pretty. Did Minho text him? Should Jisung? There's too many lights when Jisung arrives at the club, holding hands with Felix, who says,
"You get lost too easily, Sungi,"
right outside the entrance, and drags him along. When his eyes adjust, he's attacked with the full force of Chongbin in his space.
Happy birthday!
He yells over the music to a smiling, shimmery Chongbin. Felix lets go of his hand and flutters away, too social a butterfly to be stuck to one place. Chongbin is done up from head to toe, and Jisung is pretty sure he can see green peeking through his usually jet-black hair.
You look so good! Oh my!
He doesn't get to finish this sentence before a shot is shoved into his hands.
Drink up, Aggie!
A shot becomes two, three. Jisung loses count. He's drunk. A danger to the dance floor. So he performs a flimsy excuse of gestures that say, I'm taking a break, to Jungin, who's nearest to him, and scurries to the side. Jisung slumps over, breathing deeply. It's much nicer here. The cloud over his brain has taken on a sort of amorphous character, and he isn't just floating anymore. His brain is fuzzy, cotton candy, soft. If Jisung tried to sift a hand through it, he's half sure everything would just evaporate. At the same time, though, he's aware of the tacky lip gloss against his lips, of his waist chain digging into his side, leaving heart-shaped indents. His head hits the wall, and he's so aware of the saliva that slides down his throat when he gulps. He's parched. His fingers burn with a need he can't name. There are couples all over the dance floor. Jisung could find someone if he wanted. He can feel eyes on him. Objectively, he knows he looks like a sight to behold. Moldable, vulnerable, easy prey if someone felt up to the taking. Jisung doesn't have to move his head and look around to know there's no one worth being hunted by in this jungle. He considers it regardless. Dancing, bodies pressed together, something hard to grind against. It sounds good. It falls short. Something bothers him about being touched by a random pair of hands at this club tonight. Jisung's phone vibrates in his hand.
Message received. Minho Hyung. Today, 23:11.
Hello, Jisung. Sorry about sending this late. Work kept me busy today. Are you still interested in going on that date with me? I think you're beautiful, and I'd love to take you out. Jisung swears he lets out a dreamy sigh, his face illuminated by the glow of his screen. If someone took a picture of him right now, his unfocused eyes might come out with hearts inside them. In between all the thoughts swimming in his head lies one that was born exactly one day ago. Minho. Everything about Minho. The slopes of the letters coming together. Syllabic collision. Min and then Ho. It's on repeat. The clouds in his brain part to give way to everything Minho, catching up to the fact that Minho still wants to go on a date with him. Everything's fuzzy. Everything's Minho. This is probably a dangerous time to receive a text from a man that he's crushing on. There's no telling what's coming next. Minho, Minho, Minho. The guy who was staring at Jisung from across the club starts making his way over. Jisung pushes himself off the wall. Some part of Jisung, a foolish, infatuated part, hopes it's Minho. His face gets closer, and it's decidedly not Minho. He has silver hair and clear-framed glasses on. Unlike Minho, he's tall, towering over him in a way that Jisung doesn't find comfortable. It's just bordering on too much. The opposite of Minho. He's young, probably not too far from Jisung in age, most likely learning lessons instead of teaching them. Contrapoint, Minho. Jisung wants someone who won't break eye contact the closer they get to him. Not this. He doesn't want hesitation.
Hey, how are you?
Sorry. Jisung interrupts. I need to go find my friends. They're waiting for me. Cutting his way across the crowd, Jisung begins to type his response. He isn't really sure where he's going with this. Bodies press in all around him. Everywhere is a bubble of closeness. Two, three, four bodies dancing together. Jisung wants something to put his weight against. His brain is a fiend for touch. Touch becomes memory, and memory is a fickle mistress. She compromises his decision-making.
And then everything becomes Min-ho once more. Message sent, Ji-sung. Today, 2329.
Min-ho! Min-ho-hyung! Hi! No need to say sorry. I would not to go on a dare with you. Date! I want to go on a date with you.
Message received, Min-ho-hyung. I didn't expect you to respond tonight, honey. Are you okay? Message sent, Ji-sung.
Sorry, I'm so drunk right now. At the club with my friends!
Message received, Min-ho-hyung. What are you doing talking to me then? Go dance, pretty boy. Ji-sung stifles a deranged giggle. Pretty boy. What does it take to become Min-ho's pretty boy? He wants to skip all the steps in the middle and get to the part where Ji-sung is Min-ho's. He wants... Ji-sung bites his lip. He wants this conversation to keep going. He grasps at the nearest straw. Message sent, Ji-sung.
Dance. Yes. Do you like to dance?
Message received, Min-ho-hyung. You're cute. I used to be a dancer, so yes. I do like to dance. Message sent, Ji-sung.
Did you... A dancer? That's...
Key smash.
There's no one to dance with me here.
Frowny face emoji.
Ji-sung is about to dig himself deeper into a well of future embarrassment when his phone screen blacks out, notifying him that... What the fuck? What the fuck? Ji-sung mutters to himself. Min-ho is calling him.
Incoming call. Min-ho Hyung. Mobile. Ji-sung is not in his right mind. It's the only reasonable explanation he can conjure for the fact that he picks up.
Min-ho Hyung!
His greeting gets cut off by a hiccup. By his own hiccup. Ji-sung is drunk enough to not shrivel up and hide in embarrassment.
Hi.
He finishes his sentence breathlessly. Min-ho chuckles, and it strikes the perfect chord in Ji-sung's muddled brain. Warm, syrupy, rich enough to make Ji-sung want to drool a little thinking about how Min-ho looks right now. Hi, Ji-sung. I'm sorry for calling like this, but is everything okay? You were texting a little... drunk. I'm so drunk right now, Hyung.
And a bit high. Don't worry about calling. I like hearing your voice.
There's a rational version of Ji-sung trapped under layers of loose-tongued carelessness, yelling at him to at least try to be nonchalant about how much he's flirting with Min-ho. Ji-sung is blind to his senses, so he flips the voice in his head off. The concern in Min-ho's voice disappears to give way to something light, airy, and amused. I like hearing yours, too. I prefer calling to texting anyway. I know I'm showing my age a little. He sounds sheepish when he says it, and Ji-sung wants to reassure him immediately.
I like your age. I mean, I like you. Okay, I'll shut up. It's nothing bad, your age.
He can hear the smile in Min-ho's voice when he speaks next. Thank you, darling. So what are you doing tonight? Ji-sung is very quickly learning with every word that comes out of Min-ho's mouth that he has a thing for older men. A thing for Min-ho? Maybe it's both. Compounded.
It's my friend's birthday, Chungbin. I'd put Chungbin on the phone, but he's, I don't know, somewhere? Anyway, not important. How are you?
I'm good, honey. Ji-sung melts. Honey, are you alone? Ji-sung pauses. Is he alone? He's very far from where his friends were, and they probably think he left to take a breather. Except he doesn't know where he is anymore, and he really wants to get out of here.
I am alone. It looks like it.
Min-ho hums. Did you want to stay longer? Hyung can come pick you up if you need a ride.
A ride?
Ji-sung's brain blanks for a second. Not that kind of ride.
A ride? Oh, yeah. Yes. Hyung, isn't it late for you?
You don't have to come pick me up. You have things to do, people to see. Sweetheart, it's almost midnight on a Saturday night.
I'd love to come pick up a pretty little thing like you. Jisung can feel himself blushing bright under the club lights. The music is a distant reminder that there's a world outside this phone call with Minho. He giggles nervously.
If it isn't too much trouble, and it's not too far, and you want to, could you pick me up?
Yes. I volunteered, didn't I? I don't just do that for anyone. Stay where you are and I'll come.
Jisung waits near the exit and texts Felix, who asks Jisung about 10 times whether Minho is trustworthy. He makes Jisung promise that he'll text him as soon as he gets home. He also threatens to come and stop Jisung from leaving if he doesn't send a screenshot of the location sharing app with proof that his location is being shared live. As endeared as Jisung is at Felix's antics, he doesn't get the point of doing all this. In fact, Felix should be more worried about Jisung taking advantage of Minho and all the luxuries that come with his company instead of whatever else. Minho is probably the safest choice Jisung could make. With all of that done, it feels like barely any time has passed before Minho sends a text. Come outside, in the black car. Message received. Jisung stumbles on his way out, finding his balance before he embarrasses himself in front of the hot man picking him up. Minho looks at Jisung through a rolled-down window, his eyes almost piercing into the very core of Jisung. So intense. Jisung might trip again under the weight of that gaze. He slides into the front seat and hears the doors lock. He sinks back into leather seats. The car smells good. And Minho looks so pretty in clothes that he probably threw on last minute. Casual, but still so intentional. Like he picked every piece from a catalog that normal people like Jisung would never have access to. Sweatpants and a hoodie have never looked so good. There's a shadow of stubble on Minho's face, and he has glasses on. Wired frames made of metal. They sit on his nose bridge perfectly. The sleeves of his hoodie are rolled up. His hair is mussed, like he's been running his hands through it too many times. Minho's lips are a little chapped. Jisung feels the remnants of his gloss on his lips and tries very hard to think about something other than getting Minho's lips shiny. He gets pulled out of his appreciative silence when he meets Minho's eyes. Hi, Jisung. You look good. Jisung suddenly grows very aware of himself. He presses his thighs together, too conscious of his body. It's only the second time Minho's meeting him. Embarrassment claws its way up Jisung's throat, making him wary about everything he does. His back is iron straight and his hands are balled into fists. None of that. Why'd you get so stiff, pretty? Sit comfortably. Jisung hums his assent as Minho starts up the car and exhales. He's wearing the sluttiest outfit he could while in the front seat of Minho's car. This isn't embarrassing. This shouldn't be embarrassing. This is an opportunity. He relaxes against the seat once more. Thank you for picking me up, Hyung-a. Is that too familiar too soon? Jisung doesn't care. The way that Minho's breath hitches in response is a good enough reward for Jisung to push the boundaries between them until they don't exist. Anytime, I'm at your service. You just have to call. You're too nice, Jisung says dreamily. I didn't even have to call. It's like you knew exactly what time to text me. Of course, Jisung-y. Hyung's always watching, Minho says, his eyes darting to the side and working their way down to where Jisung's fingers are playing with the hem of his skirt. How do you think I knew exactly when to text you? Jisung laughs.
You're so funny, Hyung-a.
He drags out the last vowel, letting the taste of it dissolve into his tongue. In Jisung's current state, he isn't even opposed to the idea of Minho trailing him and knowing his every move. It sounds comforting, like having a guardian angel. And you're pretty, Jisung-y. I like that, Jisung mumbles, absentmindedly parting his thighs and bringing the fabric of his skirt higher than it already is, all ridden up on his mid-thigh. Like what?
Jisung-y. Sounds nice when you say it.
Minho looks at him, and Jisung barely stops himself from sighing wistfully at how breathtaking his face looks when it's bathed in red from the traffic light. I like it too, honey. My cats, their names are Suni, Donggi, and Dori. You remind me of them a little. It fits you, Jisungi.
Are you saying I'm one of your cats, Hyung?
Depends. Are you going to be a good kitty for Hyung? Jisung's fingers spasm, bunching up the fabric in between his fingers. His thoughts are more jumbled than they have been the entire night. There's no denying he's still drunk. Nothing else would explain the way he doesn't try to hide the way his hips jerk up at Minho's words. Being good for Minho. A car ride back home. What a casual way to present Jisung with his kryptonite. Jisung bites down on his bottom lip, overwhelmed at the images taking form in his mind. He's driving himself up a very steep hill, and the fall is near. They haven't even been on their first date yet. But God, does Jisung want Minho to bend him over in the back seat of this car? Jisung clears his throat.
Yeah, Suni, Donggi, and Dori are about to have competition. Need to let them know.
He tries to keep his voice light and not betray the whirlwind of horniness taking his brain by storm. Minho reaches over the console and puts his hand over Jisung's knee. It's not an indecent touch, but Jisung is pretty sure he whimpers as soon as Minho makes contact. His legs fall open even wider, and there's no way Minho doesn't notice the movement. There's no competition. You're a special kitty for me.
Hmm?
Jisung feels his cock twitch at the words. What is Minho doing to him? Jisung likes it so much he's getting dizzy with the need to...
Yeah.
Jisung responds breathily, his head hitting the seat because he can't keep it upright anymore. He breathes out. His aspirations to be slutty in Minho's car are really turning out to be the bane of his own existence. Minho just squeezes Jisung's knee and spreads his fingers out so that two of them are making contact with his thigh. It's a simple enough touch, but it has Jisung dropping his mouth open. He wants to slide down the seat so that Minho's hand falls higher on his thigh, so that it strays in between his legs. It's maddening how Minho just keeps on driving, unbothered and disarmingly attractive. Jisung has been squirming in his seat so much that his skirt is nearly of no use. One move and it could be completely out of the way. One move and Minho could have easy access. Minho pats Jisung's knee a final time before withdrawing his hand. Jisung whines in complaint, but it's ignored. The casual dismissal only turns Jisung on more.
What the fuck?
I like your outfit, baby. Do you wear skirts often?
Thank you.
Jisung says, feeling so winded that he needs to take a moment to gather his thoughts.
I love dressing up, so yeah. I haven't had the motivation to do it lately.
And my closet is so boring now because most of what I wear are work clothes. He says with a pout on his face. I'll get you some pretty clothes to wear then, Minho says unhesitantly. It doesn't sound like an empty statement. Every word that leaves Minho's lips is laced with intent. Jisung sputters.
What? No, you don't have to, Hyung. Like, I still have my old stuff and...
Jisung inhales sharply when Minho's hand comes back towards him, this time to play with the fabric of Jisung's skirt. I know I don't have to. I want to. It's not selfless. I want you to give me a show. You look so pretty all dolled up, baby. Who wouldn't want to see that as many times as they can?
But...
Minho's hand stops playing with Jisung's skirt and travels until it rests behind his head. He wraps it around the nape of Jisung's neck like he's done it 1,000 times before. Don't be difficult, Jisung. You're prettier when you listen in one go, Minho says softly. His words feel like hallucination, especially with how lightheaded Jisung is getting at the feeling of fingers squeezing around the sides of his throat. It's subtle, the pressure. But it's enough to set Jisung off, make his toes curl. He presses his neck back into Minho's hold. Minho prompts. Jisung lets out a breathy,
okay, Hyun.
Barely even remembering what he's agreeing to. Minho squeezes. This time it's tight. A firm pressure around his neck. A chokehold. Jisung moans. There you go. Good boy. Jisung's hips kick up, meeting nothing but air. All that wanting, desiring pays off. Right in the front of Minho's car. The hard press of Minho's fingers into his skin disappears as soon as it comes, leaving Jisung heaving and hard. So hard. He's pretty sure the proof of how much he wants Minho to do more is visible, and outlined through his skirt. Jisung shifts and tries to hide his reaction to Minho's touch from the pair of watchful eyes seated next to him. Do you want something, Jisung?
Yeah.
Jisung whines. He clears his throat. He did not mean to sound so desperate already. But the way Minho's eyes are sparkling at him is encouragement enough for the version of Jisung that thinks with his dick. We'll talk about this when you're more sober. You should get some rest, Minho says sweetly. Jisung belatedly realizes that the car has stopped, and his surroundings look very familiar. They've already arrived at his place. Jisung is pretty sure he's pouting when he looks back at Minho. His whole body asking for Minho to stay. Before he can open his mouth, Minho unlocks the car doors. I'll walk you to your door, darling. Jisung is blinking through the haze of desire when Minho walks around the car and opens the door for him. Once they're outside his door, just a few steps away from Jisung's bedroom, where Jisung could be naked, and Minho could be naked, and they could... Jisung shakes his head. He gives Minho a small smile. Trying to get a word out. Except, which one? He wants to do so much. He wants to ask Minho if he was serious about buying Jisung things. Could this whole becoming a hot man's prized possession thing really be that easy? He wants to invite Minho inside. He wants to thank Minho for not annoying him about the directions to his house. Jisung is the worst navigator in the world. He'd much rather be a passenger princess. He wants to tell Minho to finish what he started when he called Jisung good. None of that ends up coming out of his mouth. Thank you for dropping me, Hyung. You're my savior. Minho huffs, but gives Jisung a sweet smile anyway. He's leaning against the doorframe, looking at Jisung like he's trying to figure something out. Anytime, Jisung. I mean it. He pushes off the doorframe and gets close to Jisung. So close that Jisung can make out Minho's cologne. It smells like something Jisung could never dream of buying for himself. And Jisung, he's so tired. He's at the verge of returning to himself, the high leaving him by the second. He wants to stay here under Minho's gaze. It feels like he could hand everything over to Minho and he'd take care of it. Jisung doesn't want to do anything himself. He doesn't want to turn away from Minho and have to unlock the door. Or remember the passcode to his own apartment. He wants to hand it all over. Dangerous territory. Too soon, too fast. Jisung is ready to jump despite all rational thought. Minho keeps getting close. Jisung stops breathing for a second when one of his hands breaks the invisible barrier between them to tuck a stray piece of Jisung's hair behind his ear.
Young.
No, baby. Jisung's shoulders slump.
At least,
he hesitates.
If you won't come in, will you kiss me?
Before the first date? I'm old-fashioned, Minho says with amusement in his tone.
Please?
Minho gets closer. Jisung can feel the air leaving their mouths intermingling, the ghost of a kiss taking shape in the middle. His eyes flutter and he leans in, chasing the closeness.
Say that again. Please, kiss me.
Minho pecks his lips once. Small, gone too soon. Jisung frowns, his lips still puckered.
Young.
He feels Minho's laugh in the form of a vibration against where their torsos are pressed up against one another.
What? Kiss me properly. Please.
He draws out the request, holds the plea out on his tongue for longer. Hoping it wins him some favor. Minho cups Jisung's chin, tilting it upwards. Jisung feels a warm puff of air over his face. Minty fresh. Jisung bites back a smile. Minho must have already finished his pre-going-to-bed ritual, or whatever it is that is keeping Minho glowing well into the night. He was probably ready to fall asleep for the night before Jisung made him leave his house. Which makes the fact that he's here, dropping Jisung off, so much sweeter. Jisung can smell Minho's aftershave. There's no word to describe it other than masculine, the kind of fragrance that's all concentrated richness and musk. This, too, is familiar. Maybe it's just a missing piece inside Jisung, slotting into place, making him think that everything about Minho has always been intrinsic, inherent to Jisung. Something that goes deeper than just a quick meeting. Minho slots his lips over Jisung, parting his lips to give him so much more than a peck. He's slow, careful with how he takes Jisung's bottom lip between his own. He repositions Jisung's head so that it's tilted just right. Then, all of a sudden, Minho isn't slow. He dips his tongue in between Jisung's parted lips and stops holding back. His hands leave Jisung's chin and migrate to his hips, a bruising grip. Jisung whimpers when Minho bites down on his lip, pulling back to watch Jisung's face with a dark, assessing gaze. Minho puts both of his hands at the base of Jisung's neck, prying his fingers apart until his thumbs rest on the soft, malleable skin right below Jisung's chin. He presses his thumbs down until Jisung's mouth falls open on a soft moan. On a
"Young, more, please."
Minho pushes Jisung until his back is against the door. He wouldn't be able to escape Minho's hold if he tried, but he doesn't even want to. When Minho kisses Jisung next, it feels like laying witness. Minho up on the stage performing, Jisung down in the stands watching. Minho outshines himself when Jisung opens himself up, bearing everything for the taking. Jisung stays still, enraptured at the way their bodies dance together without him even having to do any of the work. He opens his mouth for Minho and lets him handle the rest. And fuck. Fuck. Jisung murmurs in between kisses, raspy and bewitched. Minho takes the control given to him with expert fingers, a wicked tongue, and a penchant for drawing moan after moan out of Jisung. Jisung wants to be ruined by the force of Minho, taking up the space in Jisung's brain by storm and leaving him tongue-tied. Jisung wants Minho to show him what else he can do when granted the spotlight. Minho's tongue reaches behind Jisung's teeth, tangoes with Jisung's own. He sucks and pulls like he's never known a day where he hasn't kissed Jisung speechless. Jisung is ready to drop to his knees and beg for more, ready to offer Minho everything, ready to take the back seat. There's no telling how much time has passed before Jisung's back is arching into Minho, his legs falling open wider to make space for anything Minho will give him. It's then that Minho pulls them away from the door, pecking Jisung one time before opening the door. The door. Right. The house. Jisung's house. Jisung is back. He should probably go in. He looks up at Minho, stupidly hopeful for a change of heart. Minho takes Jisung's hand and plants a kiss on the back of it instead. I'll come in another time, princess. Stop giving me that look, We have plenty of time to do everything that you want to do. Jisung sighs, resigned. Minho is so respectful and perfect. Jisung just wants to pull him inside and test the limits of his stainless honor. He nods instead.
Okay, Hyung-a. Good night,
he says with a smile.
Good night. Sweet dreams, baby. Don't let anything bite, unless it's me.
Jisung giggles.
Okay, Hyung, you can always bite.
He pushes his door open further between inside and outside. Minho starts making his way back to his car and Jisung watches his silhouette form against the night. Minho blends in perfectly. He moves with stealth, quiet and focused. It's the thought he falls asleep to. It's the thought he awakens to. Minho. The coffee pot is magically full again. Jisung is building quite a track record when it comes to taking care of the future version of himself while otherwise incapacitated. But he isn't complaining, just surprised. He's usually a danger to himself when he has even a little alcohol in his system, tripping over everything and nothing. He's glad he had Minho to drop him off, though, even if he can't for the life of him remember how he managed to give him his full address. It's usually the one thing that Felix or Hyunjin, or on the rare occasion, a stoned out of his mind Jong-in, has to end up doing on behalf of Ji-sung. The first sip of the coffee wipes all the thoughts out of his brain, and he hums along to the song playing on the speaker that's always turned on, thrumming in the background of Ji-sung's place. It's not a home if there isn't sound in it. The song isn't from his playlist, but Ji-sung figures the app must be doing that thing where it tries to recommend new music to him again. Que sera, sera. He doesn't usually venture so far back with musical eras, but the quiet, droning rhythm of the music is a soothing balm for his brain as it lies on the verge of a pounding headache. For that, Ji-sung is grateful, so he keeps the music on. Message received. Minho Hyung. Good morning, Ji-sung. How are you? Message sent. Ji-sung. I'm good, Hyung. Thank you for everything. I'm sorry if I was a mess last night. Message received. Minho Hyung. Please, it was my pleasure. I loved every moment of it. It was nice spending time with you. If you're free today, I'd love to take you on that date you were saying yes to. Message sent. Ji-sung.
Yes! Yes! Yes, please! I'm free and would love that.
Heart emoji. Ji-sung throws his phone away and lets out a silent scream. Minho still wants to go on a date with Ji-sung. Is he really on the verge of scoring the obscenely rich man who kissed him into horny delirium? It sounds like something out of a fairy tale. He barely holds himself back from throwing his body on the couch and kicking his feet. He's going to take a moment to calm down before looking at his texts with Minho again, before he does something embarrassing and confesses his carnal desires. Armed with a dopey smile, Ji-sung is cleaning up the mess of clothes strewn across the floor that he left on his way to bed last night, when he's interrupted by a knock at his door.
Hi, delivery for Han Ji-sung-shi?
Ji-sung blinks in confusion, his eyes still sticky with sleep.
Yes, that's me.
The man nods and hands Ji-sung the biggest bouquet he's ever seen in his life. It's nothing short of extravagant. The petals, the colors, the ribbon tying it all together. He bows his head, utters a quick thank you, and closes his door behind him.
What the fuck?
There's a note amidst the flowers. A bouquet of hydrangeas, peonies, and sunflowers. Ji-sung knows intuitively who sent him this bouquet before he checks it.
Ji-sung-ah, good morning. I hope these brighten up your morning and also remind you that you were the cutest thing in the world last night. I would love to see that again. Be ready at 6 for our date.
Ji-sung squeals. Minho sent him flowers. The date with Minho is a real thing, blooming in between his hands. This is actually happening.
Holy shit.
Holy shit! Felix repeats, staring at Minho and Ji-sung's texts 1 hour later.
You actually went and found yourself a sugar daddy?
I don't know. Holy shit, right? I mean, he has money. And he's hot.
He's right out of a made-up story. I don't know how he's real. Fuck, I wouldn't believe he's real if we hadn't met twice already.
Felix sighs.
You lucky slut.
Ji-sung giggles, shoulders shaking. He watches the distraught amazement grow on Felix's face and dissolves into nearly hysterical laughter.
I miss when I was a sugar baby, Felix says wistfully. You still are, kind of. Chan spoils you.
True. Chan is on the way to sugar daddy status. I just have to watch him grow into it instead of, like, arrive in it.
Hey, if the dick is good, exactly.
Now, to pressing matters, Felix exclaims, heading towards Ji-sung's room. Come and try these on for me, his muffled voice says. Ji-sung sits through a total of 15 different outfit combinations before they choose one. By the time they're done, they've wasted so much time mid-outfit changes that it's almost time for Ji-sung to actually get ready.
Okay, thank you, light of my life, my long-lost sister wife with whom I share a dead husband and generous inheritance.
You're getting better at this term of endearment thing.
Thank you. Anyway, I love you, Lixie, but leave. I need to get in my head before Minho comes to pick me up.
His voice goes up 3 pitches at the end, melting into a scream of excitement. Felix screams with him, gives him a too-tight hug, and vacates the apartment with a flourish and a, "Good luck, babe!" Minho arrives and a kiss replaces his greeting. Jisung catches his breath, his lip gloss shining on Minho's lips now that they've separated.
"Hi, sweetheart. Ready?"
Jisung nods. The rest is simple. So simple that Jisung doesn't even think once. Minho takes his hands and sits him down in the car. Jisung breathes in the perfumed air, cologne, and every other decadent fragrance that Minho carries piling on top of one another to create what could only be a drug. It has to be. Nothing else explains the way Jisung melts into the experience. Minho takes them to a restaurant. Jisung can't pronounce the name. He doesn't bother because Minho drives them there, hands the car keys to the valet, and guides Jisung inside. Minho pulls the chair for Jisung to sit on. Minho offers Jisung the courtesy of asking, "What do you want to eat, honey?" Jisung gives him one clueless blink before Minho orders both of their food. And their drinks. And the dessert. Jisung feels so... He's looking for the words, but it's like being taken care of by Minho has slowed his brain down. Everything is nearing a perfect standstill. Jisung embraces it.
"I hope it wasn't too bad when you woke up this morning,"
Minho says in between small smiles thrown at Jisung. Jisung coughs, embarrassment clawing at the walls of his throat.
"Hyung, I can't believe you saw me like that,"
he whines.
"But other than the embarrassing drool stains, no."
"Poor baby. Those must be regular, though, since you sleep on your stomach and all,"
Minho muses. Jisung huffs in disbelief.
"Stop! I'm embarrassed! Is that even first date appropriate?"
He furrows his eyebrows, thinking back to yesterday.
"Did he tell Minho? Wait, how do you know that?"
Minho tilts his head in consideration.
"You told me. Maybe you've forgotten, honey."
Jisung racks his brain, still confused, but Minho reaches across the table and swipes his thumb over Jisung's knuckles. Once again, all his thoughts take the back seat. A touch, an intention, and Minho has him ready to do anything if he asked. Or if unasked, if Jisung is being honest with himself. Minho keeps caressing Jisung's hand and speaking in that soft, lilting voice of his. About his week, his co-workers. He tells stories, anecdotes from his life that Jisung can't really relate to, but he hangs on to every word like a poet with writer's block. Every glimpse into Minho is a taste of a possible future. Business trips, drinks with friends. "Before we take this any further," cuts in Minho's voice through Jisung's internal musings, "I wanted to know if you'd be comfortable with the arrangement I mentioned." Jisung almost chokes on his food.
What arrangement?"
he asks weakly.
"Nothing bad, I promise. To put it frankly, I like spoiling you. I want to be the one paying for things for you. And I don't want you to feel guilty or bad about it. I like you, yes, but I'd also like to keep giving you, well, anything you want. I don't expect anything in return," Minho says without a hint of uncertainty in his tone.
He looks at Jisung resolutely, almost as if challenging him to say no. His fingers continue to gently arrest the skin at the back of Jisung's hand, like he knows that they have the power to steer his body in whatever direction he likes. Jisung usually doesn't enjoy cockiness, but Minho wears it with disarming ease. Every line in his body is relaxed. Jisung exhales. Agreement is inevitable. A cloak over his body, constricting itself around Jisung before the words are forced to spill out of his mouth.
"I want anything you want,"
Jisung says. And then he plays those words back in his head, deciding that they probably need some elaboration. Trying very hard not to get lost in the look of barely concealed pride on Minho's face, Jisung continues.
"I mean, it's kind of an unreal offer. You look like that, and you want to, what, pay for things for me?"
Minho nods. He clasps their hands together until all of their fingers are interlocked.
"Pay for you, buy you things, spoil you.
What if I want to give you something in return?" Minho's eyes sparkle.
"Like what?"
my company to begin with.
If that's what we're beginning with, is there more on the table?
Depends. Minho cocks one eyebrow. A silent go on. On if you impress me.
I see. I'll make it my priority then. Although,
Minho says as he gets up and makes his way over to behind Jisung's chair, pulling it out and taking Jisung by the hand.
Your company is all I really wanted in the first place,
he says, right into Jisung's ear. His breath is warm against the sensitive skin of his earlobe, making desire-fueled goosebumps erupt across the nape of Jisung's neck. Escorted outside, placed in the car, taken to the front door, kissed at the doorstep, all by Minho, to Jisung. The world is a blurred background, and Jisung manifests in the passive voice. Jisung is pulled inside his own house by Minho. Before they can say much to each other, he's pinned to the wall by the broad body in front of him.
I fear this sweet when I've pampered you just a little,
Minho thinks out loud, playing with the earring dangling off of Jisung's left ear.
You're gonna be so good for me.
He leans in and leaves a trail of open-mouth kisses down the slope of Jisung's neck. Where Jisung's arm is exposed, Minho's nails dig in. Slow. Intentional.
I'm going to have so much fun with you.
Minho's voice is a promise, insistent against the increasingly classy quality of Jisung's eyes. Brain. Heart. Jisung puts all his weight against Minho. Arms thrown over his shoulders, tippy-toed, head tilted.
Okay, you can have anything you want, Hyung.
Minho pulls back.
Anything?
Yes, Jisung replies breathlessly. Minho pulls the collar of Jisung's shirt back and starts sucking a bruise below his neck, and Jisung feels him press a smile into his skin when he whimpers at the sharp pull of teeth. Minho reaches his hand down and pulls Jisung's shirt up. Puts his hand against bare skin. The skin-to-skin contact is lethal. A handprint, burning the feel of Minho into Jisung. Minho digs into Jisung's sternum with his thumb, his hand spanning the full surface of his stomach, drawing lines across his stomach. Jisung's eyes are fluttering under the sensation.
Young, anything, more, everything, please.
His sentences are reduced to single word please. Jisung's is on the chopping board, and Minho's is slicing away at him until all he's able to do is feel. Minho's thumb reaches up to play with Jisung's nipples, his teeth continuing their assault on his neck.
You're such a squirmy little thing, baby. Not usually like this.
Minho groans. Jisung finds it ridiculously sexy.
Young will give it to you,
he murmurs in between kisses, biting every unmarked inch of Jisung's skin until it's reddened, teased, branded. He pinches Jisung's sensitive nipple in between his fingers and immediately takes advantage of the way Jisung's mouth falls open in response, biting his bottom lip and pushing his tongue in between his lips. Minho keeps playing with him, just like he promised he would. It's relentless. The movement of his fingers against his sensitive chest, pulling and pressing until Jisung is puffy and about to cry with how much he wants to squirm away. At the edge of being stimulated too much, on the brink of pain, instead of pulling away, his body presses closer, back arching into Minho's touch. Minho breaks away and holds Jisung by the chin, pressing his fingers into both of his cheeks so that he's heaving in open-mouthed silence. Rendered immobile by the force of Minho pushing him into the fall. He can't even squirm because of the way Minho's pushed his hips forward. A tease of friction against Jisung's hard cock. Minho tightens his grip on Jisung's chin and spits. Jisung's eyes roll back into his head. He lets out a garbled sound that's supposed to be another whiny,
Hyung!
Another desperate chain of begging and pleading. But instead, everything coming out of his mouth dissolves to make way for the slide of Minho's spit down his throat. Jisung's brain flatlines. Every word becomes movement, his hips grinding against what Minho offers him, his throat constricting to swallow everything Minho gives him. It's too much and not enough.
Maybe,
Minho says, kissing under Jisung's ear. Jisung hooks one of his legs around Minho's leg in an attempt to bring him closer and whines in response.
Come back,
he says, pulling Minho closer by the belt loops and humming into another kiss, this time sweeter. Their lips meet, and sweet enough to rival raspberries bursting with flavor.
You're cute, Angel,
Minho says.
So I take it you have no problem with me taking care of you?
He asks, already sporting half a smirk. Jisung rolls his eyes playfully.
No, I have so many problems. I'll just leave, then.
Jisung grabs Minho's hands and stops him from pulling away, eyebrows drawn upwards and lips pouty.
Young, I was joking. I want you to take care of me.
Minho suppresses a smile.
Okay, sweetheart, I will.
After kissing the life out of Jisung one more time, Minho says goodbye to Jisung with a see you later and promises of much, much more time spent together. Jisung is left slightly dazed and already turned on, wondering how he's going to spend a moment without touching Minho now that he knows what it feels like. He buckles over, head in between his legs in an attempt to ground himself. Going to bed is a process in snapping himself out of daydream after daydream. Skin shining and ready with the remains of his skincare routine, Jisung slips in between his covers and lets out a lovesick sigh. He feels his eyes grow lidded as the memories of being nearly devoured under the full strength of Minho's attention return to him. With a palm over his quickly hardening cock, he thinks back to the feeling of Minho's flexed thigh when it brushed against him. How would it feel to ride it, fully clothed and dizzy? Minho would probably enjoy the sight of Jisung, drooling and begging for more. Although Jisung could make this quick and jerk himself off with how wet he already is, he feels a deeper hunger today. His cock twitches at the thought of being full, and he's reaching for the lube in his nightstand as if controlled by a force outside of himself. He flips over on the mattress. With how weightless Minho has had him feeling all evening, Jisung is starving to be pressed down, to lean into the heady weight of lust, to be forced to have his face shoved into the pillow and his ass up in the air, the same way as he is right now. He spreads his legs apart and imagines it. Minho would probably flip him around like it's nothing. Jisung recalls the way Minho's chest was firm under his touch. Strong, sure, reliable, capable of doing anything to Jisung with the right amount of force. He would probably press a hand onto Jisung's back, unmoving like a paperweight with no intention of letting whatever is underneath it escape. Jisung presses himself further into the mattress, spreads as wide as he can, and fucks a lube-slicked finger in. It's slow, heavy with the tiredness of the day settling into Jisung's bones. It's not the right angle. Jisung wishes that Minho was here, fucking into him instead. He picks up the speed slowly, ass driving back onto his fingers, caught in a desperate chase for his orgasm. The room is full of the soft squelch of his fingers, two now, and soft mules, muffled by the pillow. He grabs the nearest pillow and puts it in between his legs so that he has something to rut against. The whines become whimpers, which turn into a weak,
Minho Young won't come.
He wishes Minho was here to watch Jisung. When he comes, he's left feeling like he needs more, like he needs to be full even when he falls asleep. And when Jisung sleeps, his dreams make his wishes come true. Minho slides into bed with him. Jisung is still naked, a little loose. His cleanup was the most half-hearted thing in the world, so it doesn't take much for Minho to spread him apart and push one finger inside him. The feeling is muted, but still so real, much like most things are in dreams. Then, everything intensifies. Minho's hand holds a vice grip around Jisung's waist, and one finger becomes two. Two becomes...
Fuck, Jisung,
Minho whispers.
So pretty for me.
Jisung moans softly at the feeling of something soft, warm, wet, prod at his rim. He shuffles around to get on his stomach and spreads his legs so he can push his ass up into Minho's face. But he's interrupted by Minho's hands wrapping around his waist and holding him in place so that he can begin fucking him with his tongue at a pace that has Jisung absentmindedly writhing in place. It's like Jisung is actually feeling his orgasm building, like Minho is really behind him, spinning on his hole and letting his thumb catch on the rim, fucking his tongue back inside like he's trying to force his spit to stay inside Jisung, where it belongs.
Minho!
He garbles, mouth full of drool.
Minho, young daddy! Oh, more!
He rambles. In the darkness, it's like he can see the shadow of Minho over him, using him exactly how Jisung wants to be used.
What a dream. Shh, Jisung. Go back to sleep, baby. Daddy will take care of you.
Minho soothes, adding two fingers while his tongue returns to fucking in and out of Jisung. It's blurry after that. In snippets, Jisung feels a sticky wetness gather below him. He feels the tip of Minho's cock fuck into him, just a little. It's a gentle intrusion, careful enough not to move Jisung around at all. Jisung lies limp and takes it, like he's asleep in the dream. Like the dream is real life. He feels Minho come over his lower back, a ghostly, gentle caress over his back, down to his ass, skirting the back of his thighs. Morning arrives within the next second. Jisung blinks awake, eyes adjusting to the bright ray of sunlight making its way through a crack in his curtains. Weird. Jisung never leaves his curtains open, even the slightest bit. He has a childhood fear of things behind windows, festering in the dark, that remains alive to this day. He presses his lips together and blames it on being distracted by Minho as he slides out of bed, dragging the pillowcase neatly folded at the edge of his mattress with him. He needs to wash it after passing out as soon as he came last night. After his date with Minho, not a single day goes by that Jisung doesn't see him. Sometimes an impromptu visit during lunch hour at work. Sometimes a weekday date at some new couple activity that Minho digs up. Sometimes just a video call that runs into the late hours of the night. Weeks pass and Minho is a fixture in Jisung's life. It's as easy as Jisung giving up control. Day by day, he lets Minho handle things, from taking him places to getting an errand that Jisung doesn't want to do himself done for him. Minho knows someone for almost everything. Drunk under the full spotlight of Minho's attention, Jisung doesn't feel bad for taking advantage of all the access that Minho has. To people, to fancy restaurants, to luxury stores that Jisung never thought of stepping foot in. It's too much for one person to have all that to themselves, surely. Jisung is happy to take the burden of loneliness off Minho's mind forever if he keeps getting dizzying orgasms, devotion from a hot man, and cute clothes out of it. As if Minho isn't an unreal catch by virtue of being himself. Is that new? Hyunjin asks from his desk, staring at the bracelet around Jisung's wrist. Jisung smiles shyly. Minho gave it to me. Hyunjin rolls his chair over so that he's right across Jisung's desk, staring him down with dramatically widened eyes. Your sugar daddy? Jisung says, cheeks burning red as he pretends to read something off of his laptop screen. Hyunjin pushes Jisung's laptop shut from where he's sitting and leans forward, putting his elbows on the desk. So, do you pay him back for the gifts he's been giving you? Jisung gives Hyunjin a blank stare. Jisungy, tell me, I'm so bored. Do you get slutty with it, like a little, oh, you shouldn't have. Whatever can I do for you in return? Yes, Jinny, my life is a porno. Before Hyunjin can speak again, Jisung cuts in. We've done stuff to each other, yes. He still hasn't fucked me, though, Jisung says wistfully. Sometimes I swear I wake up knowing exactly what it feels like to be fucked by him. I keep having these dreams, you know? Hyunjin nods in understanding. He probably wants to make it romantic for you. That means this is like fated, Sung. I read tarot, did I tell you?
I read it for Chungbin the other day, but it wasn't very successful because he just kept interrupting me to say that he only thinks stars say is Henny Binny belong together. But anyway, him appearing in your dreams is totally a sign. You both are good for each other.
You think?
Jisung asks. I really like him. Give me your palm. Jisung sticks his hand out towards Hyunjin, wary. Hyunjin hums. Interesting. Heartline, headline. Oh, hot piece of ass line, he says as he bites one of Jisung's fingers.
Ouch! Didn't you shit? Why'd you bite me?
You're sexy, okay? I know so. He likes you. You like him. Keep doing exactly what you're doing. Weirdly, the exchange is enough to reassure Jisung about jumping into every new experience that his blossoming relationship with Minho brings. Jisung carries the same sentiment with him later that day, when he bounces on the balls of his feet as he goes over to Minho's place for the very first time. Minho had texted him with a simple, "Hope you had a good day at work. Come over today. Let me cook you dinner." Jisung had to physically hold his cheeks down from smiling too wide because Minho remembered his work schedule. It's a simple thing, but it's such a sweet reminder of the fact that Minho pays attention. Jisung quickly stops at his apartment to change into a skirt and a crop top before heading to his destination.
"Hi, baby,"
Minho says, opening the door for Jisung and gently pulling him inside.
"Hi, Hyung,"
Jisung says, his voice trailing off as he takes in the full extent of Minho's place. It's huge, as expected. There's a staircase leading upstairs, and the detailing on the walls and arches that come right from a storybook romance. The prince and his castle. How fitting for someone as charming as Minho.
"Cute outfit. Are you trying to seduce me?"
"I've already done that. I'm just trying to reap the rewards of my seduction," Jisung replies cheekily. "Your place is insane, Jucky," he continues, mouth open in awe as he takes a seat at the kitchen island and trying not to drool all over it when Minho rolls up his sleeve to cut vegetables.
"You like it?"
"I love it."
"Good. You'd fit right in, you know."
Jisung chokes and sets down the glass of water that he was downing a second ago.
You want me here?
With me, of course, yeah. If it's too much, we can pause this conversation for later. Either option won't stop me from wanting to see you every day, sweet thing," Minho says. Jisung gets up, shuffling across the kitchen to be closer to Minho.
"You're sweet. I'd want to be here with you, too."
There's no other response. Everything about Minho is a blaring, neon-signed yes. A divine assent, offered by something higher than Jisung. There's nothing stopping Jisung from agreeing. No worries about moving too fast. If anything, Jisung is concerned he isn't moving fast enough. He needs to lock Minho down forever.
"Noted. You want to move in soon, honey?"
Jisung shrugs.
"I don't see why not, but,
He's suddenly nervous.
"You're my boyfriend, right?"
Minho chuckles.
"I have been, for a long time now."
"You talk like you get to make the decision without me," Jisung teases. Minho sets down the knife and walks in front of Jisung, turning him around and pinning him to the counter.
"You'd like that, though, wouldn't you? Baby just wants me to make all the decisions for him."
Jisung inhales sharply, red like an open book. He's so speechless he doesn't feel Minho's hand pushing him down until he's slightly bent over. He feels his skirt being flipped over and held up.
"You really dressed up for Hyung today,
"Yes. Jisung moans when Minho's hands reach down to spread his clothed ass cheeks apart, as far as they'll go while he has panties on.
"Does Hyunga think I'm pretty? These are the ones you bought me."
He wiggles his ass back, further into Minho's hold. Minho draws one of his hands back and smacks the exposed flesh. Jisung's mouth falls open on a whiny sound, begging for more with every curve that his body shapes itself into.
"Prettiest angel in the world,"
Minho says breezily, and pinches the skin where his ass meets his thigh. Jisung yelps.
"Let's get you fed before I get to my meal,
Full and fresh off throwing an unbroken chain of compliments about his cooking at Minho's direction,
Jisung helps Minho wash the dishes. It only took Jisung saying, "I want to help you," too many times to count to get here. But Jisung basks in the quiet domesticity of it. Jisung is drying the final dish when Minho gets in his space, planting a kiss on his earlobe.
"You're sexy like this,"
he murmurs, voice echoing through Jisung's brain with how close he is.
"Like a pretty little housewife,"
he continues before Jisung can ask him to elaborate.
What? Me? House? Young? You're rude.
Jisung sputters, trying to get one proper sentence out now that Minho has unearthed something that Jisung definitely didn't know he enjoyed. Until now. Minho takes the dish out of Jisung's hands and sets it aside.
"Sorry, baby,"
he says apologetically, guiding him by the hand until they're in the living room.
"I don't know, Hyung.
How sorry are you? Oh!"
Minho doesn't even let Jisung finish his sentence before he pushes him onto the sofa. Jisung lands haphazardly, limbs all over the place. Minho just keeps looking at him, like he wasn't joking about eating Jisung. Jisung snaps his legs shut. Minho wraps a hand around his ankle, pulling Jisung's body closer effortlessly. He looms over Jisung, all dark eyes and flexed forearms that have landed on either side of Jisung's face.
"I don't want to be a pretty housewife for me,"
Jisung huffs in disbelief, and it doubles as a sly attempt to try to catch his breath, because all of his blood is rushing to his dick. He doesn't think he's ever gotten hard this quickly in his life.
I, why would you ask me that?"
Jisung whines. His hands are blocked by Minho's body, but if they weren't, he'd be covering his face in embarrassment right now. Minho flips Jisung's skirt up and unbuckles his belt. Jisung gets dizzy with the speed of the movement and tries to wrestle Minho's hands off of him, locking it in a flimsy hold against the couch cushion. Minho can't just tease him and have his way. Jisung has to make him work for it.
"Ha! What will you do now that your hand isn't helping you torture poor little helpless pitiable me?"
Minho reaches down and kisses Jisung, once on the nose and then on the lips.
"Poor you. Hyung is mean, right?"
"So mean,"
Jisung agrees breathily.
"Hyung is also ambidextrous."
Jisung's eyes widen as Minho slides his belt off and brings his other hand to Jisung, pressing his palm down on the hard length of Jisung's cock,
now barely constrained by the panties that he's leaking into, twitching with the need for Minho to
touch me already, Hyung.
"Oh, you must be suffering," Minho says sympathetically. "It's sugary and fake." He puts his hand on Jisung's belly button, thumbing the skin of his stomach and inching up underneath his crop top. "Touch you here? Hmm?" he says, flicking Jisung's nipple and then bringing his hand back down. He stops right before he reaches Jisung's cock, leaking a steady stream of pre-cum now that Minho has him squirming underneath him.
"No, Hyung, touch me!"
"On your pretty pussy?"
Minho asks. Jisung's eyes roll back into his head and his hips try their hardest to buck up into Minho's almost-there touch, only to be held down with effortless strength. Minho tilts his head.
"But what happened to my poor little helpless—"
"I was wrong! Oh, Hyung, I didn't mean it! Please do—"
Minho breaks into a wide smile, pleased and a little evil. It only turns Jisung on more.
"You want daddy to take care of you?"
Jisung tips over, all brightiness leaving his body.
"Yes, please, please, daddy, fuck my—"
Jisung bites his lip, embarrassed, but his need drives him to finish his request.
"Fuck my pussy, please."
"Good boy,"
Minho purrs, pulling Jisung's panties to the side and pressing his thumb into the slit of his cock. He hooks his thumb onto the waistband of Jisung's panties and pulls them off, leaving a kiss on Jisung's calves, knee, and inner thigh on the way back.
"Such a good boy,"
he says, dark eyes staring at Jisung's head falling back when he tightens his hold around Jisung's cock and slides his fist up, down, up, stopping at the top to get Jisung wetter all over.
He'll need you inside me, please,
Jisung begs.
I got myself ready for you.
He looks up at Minho with the most pleading expression he can gather, and relishes the way Minho falters, the way he has to catch drool slipping from his mouth and onto Jisung's body.
Shit,
Minho says, blinking rapidly and reaching lower in between Jisung's legs until his fingers meet the plug nestled inside his ass. Minho leans closer to Jisung and kisses him, his tongue working Jisung's mouth open and pliant.
Slut, you walked around like this for me?
Yeah,
Jisung says, voice breaking when Minho grabs the base of the plug and starts fucking it in and out of him.
I wanted to be ready for you to fuck me anytime, anywhere,
he continues, moaning while Minho pulls the plug out and replaces it with his fingers.
Always so good, baby,
Minho praises. His fingers pick up speed and Jisung finds it hard to focus on anything other than sensation, other than being full.
Lucky I get to hear your pretty whines when I fuck you this time,
he says as he scissors his fingers inside Jisung.
You want daddy's dick, angel?
Jisung whines, his hole clenching down around Minho's fingers and speaking on his behalf. He says it out loud anyway.
Please, I want it,
he says, his words slurred and jumbled. Minho sits back on his haunches and stares at Jisung with lidded eyes, grabbing onto his thighs and pulling until they're secured around Minho. He lifts them up, and Jisung whines in complaint.
Hyung, why are you taking so much time?
He says against Minho's neck, where he latches on as soon as Minho starts carrying them away from the couch.
Wanting to fuck you on the bed, for our first time like this.
Jisung is thrown onto a plush mattress before he can swoon about Minho's strong arms holding him up and carrying him upstairs. He watches with saliva pooling in his mouth while Minho unzips his pants and steps out of them, shedding the rest of his clothes like a careless thought.
Pretty baby,
Minho coos, spreading Jisung's legs apart to make space for himself in between them. He presses his tip against Jisung's wet hole, pressing in slightly. It's a welcome, familiar pressure. Jisung clenches around him, pulling him deeper.
He could never get enough.
No,
Minho grunts, pushing his thumbs into Jisung's thighs and pressing another inch into him.
Tell me, who's a good housewife for me?
Jisung jerks up enough that it has Minho hissing and burying himself inside to the hilt.
Fuck. Baby, go on. Tell daddy. Are you going to be a pretty little trophy I get to show off to everyone?
Jisung whines, all his senses rendered unintelligible by Minho. Minho pulls back and starts fucking into Jisung, slow, powerful, ruinous. He tries to respond, but Minho fucks him harder every time he starts forming a word.
Hyung,
he whines in complaint. He wants to agree. He wants to answer the question Minho's asking him and follow his instructions. He wants everything Minho wants.
Yes, 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 your trophy, you're free. Thank you, baby.
He breaks into a loud cry when Minho mutters a fuck under his breath and pushes Jisung's legs higher in the air, driving himself deeper inside. For some time after that, Jisung is erased. He's just a body chasing pleasure, clawing at Minho's back, pulling him closer, deeper, by digging his feet into his shoulder blades. At some time between Jisung being filled and losing himself, Minho's hand wraps around his throat and squeezes until he's lightheaded. As Jisung approaches the peak, evidenced by the way his legs begin to vibrate and his moans get airier, higher, Minho peels his hands off of Jisung's throat and brings him back to himself.
Jisung-ah.
Jisung can only offer a wet, spit-ridden sound as a reply.
Pretty. Ruined for me. You look so good with the lights on. I only see this at night, you know.
I dreamed about you too.
Minho shakes his head.
Did you, baby? Dream about Hyung coming into your house at night and fucking you while you were asleep?
Jisung squeezes down round Minho's cock, his body screaming yes.
Would you like that, Jisungi?
Hyung sneaking in and training you to take his cock so often that your insides become shaped to take. Minho slides out and feeds his cock to Jisung's hole, eyes intently watching the way it sucks him in.
Shaped to take me? Aren't you, Jisung?
He says. It isn't a question.
Please! Coming, Hyung. Can I please? Yes, yes. Want you to fuck me anytime when you want. Hyung, can I please? Please!
Minho wraps his hand over Jisung's cock, red and twitchy with the desire for release, and jerks him off in time with his thrusts.
And aren't you going to be Daddy's pretty plaything? Put on a skirt and wait for me to get home like a good...
Jisung hiccups, the first wave of his orgasm searing through his body. He makes a mess of his stomach, spurting cum over himself.
Young's housewife, anything you want,
he says, delirious with pleasure. Whatever Minho wants.
Good boy,
Minho says, burying himself deep inside Jisung with a groan and filling him up, following Jisung's suit.
Are you to be a good housewife and let Hyung knock you up?
Jisung blushes, but his now-spent dick makes a valiant effort at responding to Minho's words.
Hyung?
He whines.
What, is baby embarrassed?
Minho asks innocently, voice gleeful as if he's relishing the sight of Jisung all squirmy and shy. Jisung narrows his eyes.
No, I want Daddy to knock me up so bad. Are you sure it'll take in one go?
Minho nods.
It's cute how you're playing with me like I'm not going to ruin you, sweetheart. Let's make sure it takes, then,
he says, pulling out of Jisung and flipping him around. Jisung comes 3 more times that night. Or day? It must be well past midnight when Jisung's sated, full of Minho's cum. His eyes are heavy when he finally gives in to sleep, content with the sound of Minho's breathing and arms wrapped around his torso, holding him in place like Jisung would ever want to leave. He wouldn't. Jisung wakes up. Minho cooks him breakfast. Minho leaves. Jisung makes lunch for Minho, getting himself used to the fully stacked kitchen. He drives to work, wishing he could just wait for Minho to get back instead of having responsibilities. Bills. Deadlines. Ugh. Minho texts Jisung. Minho comes and sees him. Minho asks him to stay over, night after night after night. On nights he doesn't, Jisung dreams of Minho. They're vivid, intense. It's almost like they never really spend a night apart. It's foundational, the shift in between them. As their togetherness grows, things fall into place. Minho folds into Jisung. Love, work, rest. Every arena of Jisung's life features Minho as a spectator. Jisung watches Minho, too. He meets Minho's friends, even though they have nothing in common with him. He goes to work events as the date and gets fawned over by manicured hands and appreciative eyes, envious of youth, the good old days, and the fact that Minho bagged himself something so pretty. Minho presses pieces of him into Jisung in the form of gifts, flowers on a random weekday, sometimes delivered to his workplace.
Hyung, you don't have to.
Only gets met with,
I will, and you'll be good and take it.
Hmm? Jisung tries not to get horny when Minho talks like that, but he's pretty sure it's the intended effect. Gift-giving, Jisung is learning, is really the way to his heart. It's no wonder that none of his exes match up to Minho. They didn't have the money to even try. Another day, Minho gets home to Jisung on his couch, curled up and playing with Suni.
Joggy, I'm home.
Jisung twists his body around to look at Minho.
Hi,
he says, a dreamy grin on his face as he takes in Minho's outfit, polished and pristine, down to the cufflinks, which are shaped like little lions for today. Jisung always had a weakness for a man that could dress well. Minho was like everything he ever desired, combined into one surreal package.
Baby, I got you something.
Minho sing-songs, walking over to stand in between Jisung's legs. He takes Jisung's face into his hand and squeezes.
You're cute, Minho says softly, leaning down to peck him on the lips.
Jisung beams back at Minho, who reaches behind to bring out a dainty-looking square-shaped box. It looks like velvet, soft to the touch. Minho opens it and takes out a chain, just thick enough to melt against the dips of Jisung's collarbone while still being visible from a distance.
It's pretty, Jisung says excitedly.
Yeah, you're pretty.
Minho undoes the clasp and tilts Jisung up by the chin so that his neck is exposed. Jisung breathes in the heady scent of Minho's cologne that takes over his senses when he leans in closer to fasten the chain. Jisung runs his fingertips over the chain, feeling the way it sits against his throat, almost short enough to be a choker, but not quite. His fingers brush over something serrated during his exploration, and he pauses to run his finger over the metal.
Hyung.
It's the letter M. Jisung presses his finger down on the textured part of the chain, only to pull his finger and find the faint trace of the letter imprinted onto his skin.
M. You'll keep this on for Hyung, yes? You don't have to worry about taking it off when you get wet, either.
Brain muddled, Jisung slowly nods.
Good. You look good with your collar, kitty.
Fracture. Frequency. There's a loud buzzing sound in Jisung's ears, and he's sure it's the sound of his brain leaving his body. Minho hooks his fingers under the chain and tugs.
It won't undo even if you pull. Good thing for a difficult kitten like you, hmm?
Jisung flits his eyes away, and then looks back at Minho, who waits patiently.
I'm not difficult, he says weakly. You aren't?
Minho's fingers reach behind to rest at the nape of Jisung's neck. He plays with the chain, fingers its clasp. He's tightening the clasp, Jisung realizes belatedly, making sure it won't fall open.
No.
His voice is still threadbare.
Then what are you?
I'm a good boy. Minho tugs the chain hard until Jisung is being choked by it. Jisung wheezes.
What? Hyung?
He draws his eyebrows upwards, pleading, begging for what, Jisung doesn't know. Only Minho knows.
Wrong. Try again. What are you?
I... Jisung's brain is so hazy. He barely knows a word, let alone the words Minho wants. He lets instinct guide him.
I'm a good kitty.
Minho loosens his hold on the chain, playing with it and petting Jisung's throat with his thumb.
That's right, baby. Is Kitty going to play with Hyung?
Always. Jisung replies breathily, his mouth falling open when Minho's thumb comes and rests on his bottom lip. Jisung drools around the insistent intrusion of Minho's finger while it fucks into his mouth.
Look at you, kitten. So good,
Minho says affectionately. Jisung moans around Minho's finger, opening his mouth wider so it hits the back of his throat faster.
Kitten wants something bigger?
Yes. Jisung tries to say, to beg, as Minho keeps stuffing his mouth with his fingers.
So good when you're collared up, aren't you? Pretty boy.
Minho rasps as he takes his cock out of his trousers. Jisung waits with his tongue sticking out until he feels the saltiness of Minho burst in his mouth. He rounds his mouth out while Minho feeds his dick to Jisung, uncaring about how much he starts gagging once he's halfway inside.
You can take it, baby. Take it.
He pulls on Jisung's chain again until it constricts his throat even further. Jisung is dizzy with the lack of air flowing to his brain, breathing in through his nose vigorously.
Poor kitty's trying so hard to breathe. It's okay, just make Kyung feel good. Worry about all that later, hmm?
Jisung is... He hollows his cheeks out, feels Minho hit the back of his throat. Minho grabs his hair and starts fucking his mouth, relentless and bruising. Jisung hopes he feels it, the pain blooming in his throat for days to come. His mouth grows more slack by the moment, and his thoughts. A blink, a tear, a wet gurgle, blackout. When Jisung comes back, his throat aches and he's cuddled into Minho's side on the couch. There's something playing on the TV. Minho turns to look at him. Hi, sleepy baby. Have a good nap? Jisung scoffs.
A nap? Your dick just made me pass out.
Not the first time that's happened.
What?
Minho kisses Jisung's forehead. I made us dinner. Something warm for your throat. Stay here. Hyung will feed you. Jisung melts into the couch. He really doesn't mind getting used to this. A few days later, on the rare occasion that Jisung is in his own apartment, Felix comes over to find half-packed cardboard boxes spread out across the living room. Locking the door behind him, Felix whistles at the state of the house.
I can't believe you're moving. I mean, I saw it coming, but I'm still surprised.
Jisung hums distractedly, carefully arranging all of his collectible figurines into a box. Felix comes up to him and hugs him from behind.
Goodbye to the Jisung den.
He waits dramatically.
Our man cave, our headquarters, our Lixie, help me pack,
you dramatic little bitch.
Let me mourn.
Isn't it insane that you found yourself someone sexy enough to move in with?
You were all, no man's ever going to want to tie this down, babe.
Just 6 months ago, he says with a giggle.
Minho's different. He takes care of me.
Felix pats Jisung's head.
I know, Sungi, which is why I am in full support of this decision. Now will you...
Okay, damn. Helping you. Felix pinches Jisung's cheek and disappears from Jisung's line of sight. Jisung returns to dealing with the living room. Whoa, Jisungi, you guys are freaky. Or did you always have this? I almost missed it, Felix says, coming out of Jisung's room with a tiny black... device? Jisung froze his eyebrows.
I've always wanted Chani to film us having sex, but he gets a bit too worried about the camera being connected to a server, whatever that means.
Internet safety is lame. But anyway, you should probably keep this somewhere safe. It looks expensive. Felix says, handing Jisung the camera that was in his room. It's insane. It wasn't Jisung. Jisung has never purchased a camera like this in his life. Even the suggestion that it was Minho has his head swimming with, what is that emotion? It's making his stomach swoop. His skin tingles. Minho would. And Jisung's reaction to the realization that he would is just simple. Something he's felt so many times before. Click. Minho might have... No. Restart. Minho has been watching Jisung through a keyhole plugged into his room. Boom. Jisung is turned on about it. Minho comes over later that day. Jisung watches fondly as he talks to Felix, the two much more comfortable now that Minho has been around so often. Jisung can see the way Minho's instinct to take care of people is activated around Felix, and understands. Felix is bright skies and bubbles blown into the air. He kind of makes a person want to pop him so that soapy water gets all over their fingers.
Okay, I'll be leaving you now. Don't eat him up all in one go, Minho Hyung,
Felix says, waving goodbye from the door.
I'll come visit you for the housewarming next weekend.
Does he know there's no housewarming? Minho asks Jisung once Felix is gone.
Oh, he'll make sure there is, Hyung.
Get ready to have two twinks in your house at random times of day. Minho chuckles.
As long as I have you, baby.
Jisung blushes. And then the memory of Felix's discovery earlier today resurfaces.
Hyung?
Minho asks, taping the boxes together.
Did you... I feel stupid asking this. Did you put a camera in my room?
Jisung asks, lifting the tiny camera up so that Minho can see it. Minho eyes him and tilts his head.
Took you longer than I thought it would to find it.
Jisung gulps.
I didn't find it, Felix.
Ah, Minho says, walking over. Dumb baby didn't even catch on to this one. It was right in front of you the whole time. Hyung would never lie to you. He chides, like Jisung is throwing a tantrum that Minho needs to manage.
Oh, so
Jisung's tongue feels heavy in his mouth. He's pinned to place by Minho's gaze, unashamed and predatory, eyeing Jisung like he's ready to catch him if he runs. Jisung doesn't want to run. He's frozen, unable to formulate his response.
So, you watch me?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Any other questions, sweetheart? Minho asks, reaching his arms around Jisung's waist and pulling him closer, caging him.
Huh,
he says nervously. Jisung struggles against his hold for a few seconds, testing the strength that lies behind it. There's no way Jisung could escape, but he already knew that. He knew that when he took the camera from Felix. He knew that even before. Sometimes Jisung thinks about how perfect Minho is, and how it feels like Jisung wished him into existence, over birthday candles blown out, and the clock striking 11:11. Jisung has often wished for love that fits perfectly in one try. Hyunjin tells Jisung all about how the universe worked to bring Minho and Jisung together. Felix asks Jisung what lucky star he wished upon to find someone so ideal with such little effort. Now Jisung is beginning to think that the stars are Minho. Fate is Minho. The clock hand moves a minute forward from 11:10, because Minho reaches behind it and turns the dial. A shooting star is just Minho angling a lens flare into Jisung's eyes so that he's temporarily blinded, rendered a little off balance, just for Minho to work his magic. Jisung should be scared, but all he feels is touched. It's romantic, the effort that Minho put into being at the right place at the right time. Jisung isn't entirely sure that he's right about Minho's interventions. Maybe Minho engineered their first meeting. Maybe he knew more about Jisung than he let on, but after that, Jisung was in it, too. He wanted everything Minho offered. He chased it.
I do have a question, actually.
Minho waits, his thumb rubbing up and down the side of Jisung's waist. A comforting rhythm. Jisung thinks that he's even more into Minho now than he was when he woke up today.
Do you love me, Hyung?
Minho looks into Jisung's eyes, a little surprised. Jisung is proud to have pushed him a little off balance. Jisung thinks back to all the times he ramped up his performance to cast a net over Minho, and all his attention, money, desire. It's reassuring. Jisung can play too. A kiss left on his eyelids, followed by one on his forehead. Jisung is taken by the chin and kissed on the lips. Third time's the charm.
I do. I love you. For longer than you've known, baby.
Jisung sighs happily.
I love you too.
Minho presses a smile into Jisung's cheek, spilling over with the force of his own blinding smile. Come on, let's go home.
Home. A funny, changing word.
Jisung has seen many homes, but none have made him feel as taken care of as Minho does when he lays him down on his, on their bed. Minho unravels Jisung slowly this time. He leaves a kiss on every inch of skin that's exposed while he undresses Jisung. He slicks Jisung up, gets him wet enough for the sound of it to travel across the room. He spits on his hand, adds a bit of Minho to the wetness coating Jisung's whole. Jisung comes with his legs being held apart for him and Minho's body holding him down. Minho takes his hand and presses the M on Jisung's throat into his skin, leaving the mark. Leaving his mark. Jisung heaves, covered in Minho in more ways than one.
You're so good for keeping your pretty collar on.
Hyung,
Jisung whines.
Me normal. Call it a necklace.
When have I ever been normal, angel?
Jisung giggles into Minho's shoulder. Legs interlocked, they fall asleep together. Jisung falls asleep on his stomach, the way he usually does. He spreads his legs apart a little wider than he usually would, just in case.
Minho.
Jisung mumbles against the pillow, rousing out of sleep. He registers Minho's cock inside him, twitching when Jisung shifts a little so that he gets sucked deeper inside.
Good morning, baby,
Minho says from behind him, biting the back of Jisung's shoulder, no doubt leaving a mark for anyone to see when Jisung wears something with his shoulders exposed.
What's the time?
Jisung asks. He doesn't want to get up and work. Everything is perfect exactly where he is.
Too early for anything yet,
Minho says, his voice breaking at the end when he picks up speed and starts using Jisung's body. Jisung arches his back, his hands clawing at the sheet.
I'm so full, Daddy. I love it when you fill me up like this.
I know, honey. You're so pretty in our bed, letting Daddy use you.
Minho reaches his hand forward and yanks Jisung's head back by his hair. He fucks into Jisung with two powerful thrusts and comes inside him. He doesn't stop. Jisung's eyes roll back at the feeling of Minho's cum being fucked into him, and the insistent tug at his strands is enough to have him jerking his hips against the mattress and spilling all over it. He slumps into the bed, and Minho drapes himself over Jisung. It's so comfy.
I don't want to go to work,
Jisung whines for the sake of complaining. Then don't.
But it's Monday,
he says sadly. Baby, I'm not joking. Maybe not immediately, but soon don't go to work. I'll take care of you. You can take care of the house. Jisung turns around, looking at Minho incredulously. He sees how serious Minho is and laughs in disbelief.
What do you mean, don't go to work? Like, quit?
Minho nods, idly playing with Jisung's hair. Jisung just shakes his head, ready to dismiss what clearly is a joke, because obviously, what else can it be?
I'm serious. I'll support you. You can do things you like, even if that means doing nothing for a little bit or forever. The only job you'll have is to take care of my brothers while I'm not home.
Suni, Dongi, and Dori and Jisung are going to have the time of our lives. Won't you be jealous?
If I get to return home to you waiting for me, I won't be jealous of another person for the rest of my life.
Jisung raises his eyebrows. Minho huffs.
Okay, maybe I'll get jealous, a little. But you like it,
Minho says, reaching up and biting Jisung's earlobe.
Don't be distracting,
Jisung says, holding Minho back.
Are you actually serious about me staying at home?
Yes,
Minho responds unflinchingly. And it's not a lie.
When Jisung hands in his 2-week notice, everyone in the office except Hyunjin is surprised. On his last day, Hyunjin bids him a dramatic farewell. Streamers, balloons, cake, the whole thing.
You were born to be a sexy little housewife. You have my blessing.
Didn't need it, Ginny, but I love you, he says on his way out from the mini party in his honor.
Come over soon, though, now that I won't see your pretty face at work every day, he says over his shoulder.
Minho's waiting for him outside, right on time. Hyunjin whoops.
Minho, he says, getting closer. Take care of Jisung or else,
he warns, pointing a finger in Minho's face. Minho nods seriously from the driver's seat.
Of course, or else I will be sending more than just humans to hunt you down. There will be spirits involved, the ghostly kind.
I would expect nothing less. Jisung will be taken care of. You have my word.
Jisung laughs.
Ginny, go back inside before you waste your whole break on this. Have a nice day at work.
Hyunjin rolls his eyes good-naturedly.
Yeah, yeah. You have a nice day doing nothing.
And Minho. He gives Jisung a sweet smile and walks back into the building. Minho reaches over and wraps his hand around Jisung's thigh.
Wait, how did you know what time to pick me up? I didn't text you,
Jisung asks, narrowing his eyes suspiciously at Minho. A squeeze around his thigh.
I know these things. You just sit pretty. I'll handle the rest.
Jisung bites down a smile and changes the subject.
Where are we going?
Home, baby.
Jisung catches a reflection of himself in the window. Bright-eyed, color on his cheeks, a glow on his face. A happy ending from the looks of it. He's finally excited to be going home, with nothing on the horizon except everything he loves. Jisung sits back, letting fate take the wheel. The end. Thank you for listening.